Wilfin, everybody.
Still going to stick with that intro.
That is motherfuckers.
No, well, that's what I
say
when
phone,
I call
yeah.
them.
Oh, I've only done this once.
Me too, man. Me too. This is What's Goofing. This is your top 5/Make Fun Network bonus show where we call members of the Make Fun Network community, you, the fun butts, to see what's goofing with you in your day-to-day lives, what you do, maybe get to know some community members, and also play a fun game. This week, well, at least for right now, because who knows, I might cut the show up later, and it might be different. But right as of right now, I got Fro.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I got Better Matt.
Hey, what's going on?
You got the Turts Crew, another show from Make Fun Network. We just finished recording top five, just to let you know where our heads are at. But so this week, before we call some putties, we're going to call some...
You all right?
My brain!
Are you channeling me?
Yeah. Before we call some putties, some villains from...
Seinfeld?
No, from Power Rangers, dude. I got some games. We're going to play a game with one of two of you. So it's going to be, are you dumber than Matt and Fro is the name of the...
Matt and Fro.
Yep, Matt and Fro, you two. So this is what we're going to do right now. I'm going to ask you maybe like 20 questions real fast,
Jesus.
Both of you. I'm going to alternate, okay? So I'm going to start with one. You just have to give me the answer, okay?
Not multiple choice, you have to just know it.
No, there'll be multiple choice, but I don't mull it over too much, okay?
Maybe the first thing that pops in my head.
I don't know, 5 seconds a question, okay?
B.
And I'll ask back and forth.
C.
All right, so we're going to do that, and then we're going to have the person on the phone take the same test and see if they score higher than you. Well, the combination of the both of you. You ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
I tried to get it so it was like a perfect yes, but I couldn't.
That's so gross.
You were fucking ripping ass right before the show started, and it sounded like you were wearing leather pants.
So before the show,
and
not into the mic?
It was 3 minutes long of a fart.
Yeah, man.
Whatever. What are these people, stingy? They can't handle a burp?
They're stingy? What, if they can't pay their burp money?
Yeah.
All right. So burp here we go.
Up, bitch.
Who wants to start? And it's going to alternate between the both of you.
He starts.
All right,
okay.
Matt, you got the first question, okay? Fro, you got to pay attention here.
I'm paying attention.
Put the fucking paper down.
I'm paying attention.
Jesus
I can multitask.
Christ. Yeah. All right. I swear to God, you miss a question, I'm going to tear you apart. Here we go. Question one. How many different months have exactly 30 days in 2008? 4, 5, 6, or 7?
I'm going to say 4.
All right.
I have no idea.
There you go. A farmer has 17 cows. All but 8 die. How many cows does the farmer have left? 11, 9, or 8?
9.
Which country is largest in terms of landmass? Spain, Peru, Italy, or Australia?
Australia.
That's an easy one.
What is the approximate average height of a full-grown man in the U.S.? 6'3", 5'9", 5'6", or 5'5"?
5'9".
In what year did the U.S. declare its independence from Great Britain? 1776, 1492, 1976, or 1942?
1776.
He finished all of the candy blank for one last piece, which he gave to me. Accept or accept? E or A?
E.
Which is worth more, a pound of dimes or a kilogram of dimes?
I don't know. A kilogram.
Kilogram, okay.
Shit.
What date does the 4th of July fall on in Russia? January 1st, July 4th, December 31st, or October 12th?
July 4th?
I tried to get tricky with it.
What hotel chain in Paris Hilton... What hotel chain is Paris Hilton most closely associated with? Marriott, the Ritz-Carlton, Hilton, or Comfort Inn?
I would say the Hilton, because that's her family's.
Who is the current Prime Minister of the United Kingdom? Gordon Brown, Margaret Thatcher, Queen Elizabeth II, or Winston Churchill?
Let's go Brown.
Okay. What is the square root of 9? 81, 18, 27, or 3?
Square root of 9 is 3.
The blank of his injury was to prevent him from playing any further. Effect or affect? E or A?
A.
What time do you have to get up if the drill sergeant tells you to wake up at 0600? 6 p.m., 6 a.m., 8 a.m., or 4 p.m.?
6 a.m.
Which of these cities is a capital of a country with a coastline on the Mediterranean Sea? Tokyo, Oslo, Rome, or Venice?
All of the above. Oslo, I don't know.
Okay.
I was trying to give it to him and he wouldn't listen to me.
Which is greater, half of a quarter or a quarter of a half? Or the question, so half of a quarter, quarter or half, or are they equal?
Half of a quarter is, I don't know, the first one.
All right, first one. Wasn't even,
I think you're confusing.
Which distance is longer, 1 mile, 100 meters, or 1,000 centimeters?
What was the second one?
1,000 meters.
No, 100 meters is the second one, or 1,000 centimeters.
The options are 1 mile, 1,000 centimeters. I'm sorry, 1,000 meters, or 10,000 centimeters.
1,000 meters.
Okay. Matt, who died first? Julius Caesar, Genghis Khan, Alexander the Great, or Marie Antoinette?
Alexander the Great.
It's Marie.
How many months are in a decade, Fro? 120, 100, 1,200, or 10?
120.
Yes.
120.
Go on.
Which shape has the most sides? A square, a hexagon, pentagon, or octagon?
Octagon. Wow, that was close.
What language is most commonly spoken in Brazil? Portuguese, Spanish, Brazilian, or French?
Portuguese.
How many sides does a hexagon have? 5, 6, 7, or 8?
6.
Okay. And what is the chemical symbol for iron? IR, FE, I, or AU?
F-E.
Okay.
Very good.
Approximately how far is it from New York City to London? 500 miles, 1,000 miles, 3,000 miles, or 10,000 miles?
3,000 miles.
Glasnost was a political policy introduced in what country? United States, Canada, France, or the Soviet Union?
Soviet Union.
Which is not a prime number? 7, 13, 27, or 29?
29.
Okay, that's the final question.
Shit, I don't know if that's right. Wait, can you read back the prime minister one again?
No, I can't go back. Here we go.
No, can you seriously, though?
No, I seriously can't.
Oh, all right.
I'm not bullshitting you.
Because I don't think it listed the actual current prime minister is why I ask.
Yeah, because I was like, I don't recognize any of these names.
It's because right now it's Theresa May, and Brown was the last one, I believe, before Theresa May.
I think he might have said May.
They said Margaret Thatcher.
Yeah, and then Winston Churchill.
And then they said the Queen. So they did not list the current actual...
Oh, okay.
Huh.
But you said Brown, which is probably what they were looking for.
Yeah, it depends on when they fucking wrote that goddamn question. Matt's giving me goddamn antiquated questions. Trying to fuck with me.
So...
All right, so we're going to call someone and see if they did better than us?
Do you know how well you did?
I think we did pretty well. I would say we got a B. I was always a B student.
It says here you got only 8 out of 25 correct.
No way!
We're idiots!
This has got to be rigged. Let's do this again.
Yeah, start over.
Give us
a do-over.
It's what it says right here. It says, I'll pull it over.
8 out of 25.
8 out of 25.
AmIDumb.com? Yeah, this quiz is dumb. I'm insulted that you even use that one.
So that's the score to beat is 8 out of 25. We'll ask the same questions again, so we can
cheated.
Revisit. I didn't do anything.
I think you purposefully chose the
Man,
wrong
did ones. You get Twizzlers pull and peels? Those things are fucking disgusting.
That's why I knew you wouldn't want to share.
Ugh, they don't even smell good.
All right. Okay, so...
Smells like cough syrup.
All right, so we will be right back with our first call, and we'll see if anybody can beat Matt and Fro. All right, let's start calling some people. What do you think there, fellas?
Yeah, do it.
Yeah,
I dare you. I fucking dare you to do it.
All right, first person I got on my list this time is Dave Roldan.
Oh, no.
Dave Roldan, I'm going to give you a call, see if he answers here.
I say he's not going to answer.
Yeah, he's got 5 rings. If he doesn't answer in 5 rings, he's SOL. I almost forgot to block my number again.
Who cares? Just fucking have conversations with people moving forward.
Okay, sure. Can I call from your phone?
No, I don't have a phone.
Here we go. Aaron, we are calling. Do-do-do-do-do. Let's make sure I freaking hear it here.
Ring-a-ding-ding. Oh, I hear it.
That's one, baby. That's two. The suspense is killing me. That's three. He's... More than halfway through.
I feel like if you don't answer after 3 rings, you're probably not going to answer.
Hi.
Hi.
Dave is currently unavailable. Please speak clearly. Your voicemail is being transcribed by email.
Oh. I could be the body to hide you walk up bobby be the
block. Top five of death.
I hung up. Try to transcribe that, robot. Well, Dave wasn't home. Let's see who's next on my list. Zach Barmack.
Zach Barmack?
Yeah. The man with the rhyming name. Let's see if he's around.
Heavy hitters tonight.
Heavy hitters. All the celebs tonight. Here we go. One. Can you guys talk while I'm making these phone numbers, please? For the love of God.
Hey, Fro, what are you up to?
I'm attempting to read Make Fun Network content contributions.
Can you believe we're as dumb as the internet says we
are? I'm a little bullshit about that. I don't think I'm that fucking stupid. I know what 2 plus 2 is.
Yeah. All right.
It's fucking 8.
All right, you're calling Zach. Ring in. Here we go. I'm calling Zach.
Hello?
Zach?
Yeah.
What's goofing, motherfucker?
Hey.
We need an air horn after that.
We do need an air horn. Zach, what are you up to, man?
Nothing. Coming, driving home.
Driving home? From where?
I actually just did an escape room.
You just did an escape room?
Did you get out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah? You were. What? So what was the theme of the escape room?
It was... what was it? Oh, it was we were in detention and how to get out.
Oh.
Were you bad boys?
Was it very Breakfast Club? Did you really find out a lot about yourself?
There was a bunch of references to the Breakfast Club, but we had to change our grade and get a form to change our grade.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. I just saw that advertised. Where are you from, Zach?
San Diego.
Yeah, we already talked to Zach.
Oh, we talked to Zach.
Yeah, remember he was working and you kept talking?
I was like, this sounds really familiar.
This is a repeat episode? Yeah.
How did I pull the same number twice?
Because you're bad at writing things down.
Oh, anyway.
Good job.
Zach, welcome back to the show.
Well, back again.
Well, actually, you know what? This is good. You know why? Because we didn't get a chance to play a game with Zach last time.
Well, make sure you don't talk his ear off so we can do it this time.
Fro, leave the room.
Okay.
And don't come back in.
Hold on.
Oh,
bye.
Yeah, bye. All right. So, Zach, we've already talked to you. We know what you do. You work at a college, right?
Yeah.
That's right. And when I come out to San Diego, I'm going to hit you up.
Yeah, I'll send you the email very soon. I keep forgetting about that.
All right, great. Okay, well then, let's just cut the shit here and let's just go right to the game.
All right.
So, what we did.
I'm back. Are you still on the phone with Zach?
Yeah, I'm still on the phone with Zach.
All right, welcome back.
Thanks.
Thank you, Zach. All right, so pretty much what happened is I have a test here. It has 25 questions, okay? Mm-hmm. And I asked Matt and Fro combined alternating questions, and pretty much what happened is it's an am I dumb test. So they're kind of like general knowledge things, nothing too crazy. So I'm just going to ask you the same questions, and you have to score higher than Fro and Matt.
Okay.
Okay? It's very simple, and they did not do very well. They think they did a lot better than they did, which I will be honest, they might have, and I might also be just as dumb as they are.
I think you clicked the wrong
one. I think we just don't know the metric system.
Yeah, maybe. So without further ado, I'm going to ask you 25 questions, and your goal is to answer them correctly. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Question one. How many different months have exactly 30 days in 2008? 4, 5, 6, or 7?
Let's do 5.
All right, we're going 5 there. A farmer has 17 cows. All but 8 die. How many cows does the farmer have left? 11, 9, or 8?
8.
Okay. Which country is the largest in terms of land mass? Spain, Peru, Italy, or Australia?
Australia.
Okay. What is the approximate average height of a full-grown man in the U.S.? 6'3", 5'9", 5'6", or 5'5"?
I think 5'9".
In what year did the U.S. declare its independence from Great Britain? 1776, 1492, 1976, or 1942?
1776.
Okay. He finished all of the candy blank for one last piece that he gave to me. Is it accept with an E or accept with an A?
With an E.
Okay. Which is worth more, a pound of dimes or a kilogram of dimes?
Pound.
Okay. What date does the 4th of July fall on in Russia? January 1st, July 4th, December 31st, or October 12th?
July 4th.
What hotel chain is Paris Hilton most closely associated with? Marriott, the Ritz-Carlton, the Hilton, or Comfort Inn?
Hilton Hotels.
Who is the current Prime Minister of the United Kingdom? Gordon Brown, Margaret Thatcher, Queen Elizabeth II, or Winston Churchill?
Current Prime Minister is Theresa May.
That is correct. None of the above. Good work.
Well, you have to pick one, so we'll say Gordon Brown because I'm assuming okay. That's the only one it has to be. I don't know when this freaking test came out. Give me a break. Question 11. What is the square root of 9? 81, 18, 27, or 3?
3.
The blank of his injury was to prevent him from playing any further. The effect or affect, E or A?
A.
What time do you have to get up if the drill sergeant tells you to wake up at 0600? 6 p.m., 6 a.m., 8 a.m., or 4 p.m.?
6 a.m.
Okay. Which of these cities is the capital of a country with a coastline on the Mediterranean Sea? Tokyo, Oslo, Rome, or Venice?
Rome.
Which is greater? One half of 1/4 or 1/4 of 1/2? Or are they equal?
Wait, 1/2 of 1. 1/4 of 1/2.
Okay, so we'll go with that one. Which distance is longer? 1 mile, 1,000 meters, or 10,000 centimeters?
1,000 meters.
Okay, 1,000 meters. Who died first? Julius Caesar, Genghis Khan, Alexander the Great, or Marie Antoinette?
Let's go with Marie Antoinette.
Okay. How many months are in a decade? 120, 100, 1,200, or 10?
Months in a decade?
Yeah.
120.
Which shape has the most sides? A square, a hexagon, a pentagon, or an octagon?
Octagon.
What language is most commonly spoken in Brazil? Portuguese, Spanish, Brazilian, or French?
Portuguese.
How many sides does a hexagon have? 5, 6, 7, or 8?
6.
Okay, and what is the chemical symbol for iron? Is it IR, FE, I, or AU?
FE.
Approximately how far is it from New York City to London? 500 miles, 1,000 miles, 3,000 miles, or 10,000 miles?
3,000?
Glasnost was a political policy introduced in what country? The United States, Canada, France, or the Soviet Union?
Wait, the what? The last what?
Glasnost. G-L-A-S-O-S.
Soviet Union.
And the final question is, which is not a prime number? 7, 13, 27, or 29?
27.
Okay, let's get your results.
Drum roll, please.
It says that you got the same amount correct as they did. 8 out of 25.
He answered a bunch different than we did. This is wrong.
This website's fucking dumb.
It probably is.
It's a joke.
Well, some of the questions were wrong. Yeah. So.
Hey, you know what?
Is there not an answers part on that?
There is not an answers part on this.
Well, you're just as smart as us, but it took two of our brains to be as smart as you, so maybe we are right. Dumber.
So I'm double as smart.
Yeah, exactly.
Zach, what do you got going on this weekend, man?
Nothing much. I'm going back to school on Monday.
Are you bummed out about that?
A little bit, yeah.
How old are you?
Wait, what?
How old are you?
19.
19, okay. You're still a little baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's not old like us. You know, yeah. Matt's 40.
You know what, man?
No,
enjoy 19 while you have it. Because
I will.
Man, what? 19.
All right. So you know what? Before we go, let's each give young Zach a little advice from his three favorite uncles.
All right.
Fro, give
two
him
Uncle Matt.
Two Uncle Matts, one Uncle Fro.
My advice to you is don't let your daughter date a black guy.
Okay, that's sound advice.
It's advice for a 19-year-old.
Well, it's just, okay. The day might come up, and he'll think back to this day and say, I was once told to not let my daughter date a black guy.
Yeah, just remember
all
that.
All right, will do.
Better Matt?
My advice is, if you get a job that has an employee stock purchase program, put more than you can afford in it. Trust me, it's worth the money.
Okay.
What if it's Blockbuster?
Yeah, Matt.
I don't think Blockbuster is publicly traded on the stock market.
Not anymore.
I mean, it is. It's like a penny stock, though.
Well, that sounds like you can get your money's worth.
Yeah. Put in two pennies.
This guy is going to college. He knows about stocks. Fuck him.
My advice to you will be don't buy a car that doesn't have air conditioning in it.
Hey, fuck
yeah,
you,
that's smart. We've had hot summers, so yeah, no.
So there you go. Zach. So he's just saying Matt. Before we let you go, you have any advice for all the fun butts out there who are looking to try to get called twice on the only two episodes of the show?
Just don't submit your number twice. You have double the chance.
You know what?
Always answer your phone.
You're all right, Zach. Well, thank you so much, and we'll catch you next time there, friend.
Yeah, we should call him every week.
Smell you later.
Smell ya.
You let him smell you later?
Yeah, it's what's goofing, man. It's the whole point of the show.
Wow.
I can't believe I called somebody twice. I feel like such an asshole.
And only
also,
you.
And also, I don't think this test is legit.
No, it's definitely not.
Hey, you know what? We got to do a third one. If they get, they might get a different score.
If it's the same fucking score, shit's dumb.
You know what? It's fun, though.
Is it?
It is fun. All right, let's call one last person here going down the line. We're going to call our old friend Craig. Craig Harlan.
Craig?
Yeah.
Wow. Craig. You hate Craig?
You don't know him
at all.
I don't
know who that is.
You weren't at the fucking dinners.
He was at a dinner party guy. So let's call him right.
Whatever happened to Rat King?
Yeah, where the fuck are you, Rat King? He's dead. He's probably dead.
What was his name?
Rat King? I don't know. Rat King? All right, here we go. Calling Craig.
Did he fight the Ninja Turtles?
Once or twice. Once again, making phone calls. For the love of God, the two of you, help me out.
You do the good Rat King voice.
Jesus Christ, that's
one.
We
were just talking to each other.
Oh. Hey, what's goofing?
Oh, he fucking got us.
He fucking got us. I didn't even get the chance to say it. You knew it. I had it. I blocked my number and everything.
Well, I figured with the no caller ID, it had to be you guys.
He fucking nailed us to the wall.
Well, Matt, just say your fucking catchphrase.
All right, let's pretend that didn't happen. We're going to start the phone call over again. So here we go. Craig?
Yeah, this is Craig.
What's goofing, motherfucker? There.
Hey, it's my lucky day.
You know what? We have the best fucking community of fucking fans ever.
I think so.
Hey, Craig, longtime listener, first time caller.
That's true. We were just singing your praises as being an original supporter of Top 5 from the early on days during the dinner parties.
Yeah, the dinner parties were a great time.
I did have a lot of fun on those.
Those were fun. They were tough to schedule, especially when like most of the people didn't want to be there. I did. Fro did. This is the other people that hated. They hate everybody. Craig, what's goofing? What's new? We haven't talked to you in a long time, but we used to talk. So what has changed over the past, you know, year or two?
It's got a new roof.
I do have a new roof.
How's the roof looking?
Yep. Yeah. The roof looks awesome. I can finally see it. We were having the terrible smoke from the wildfires here in Seattle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. But that finally cleared today.
Oh, today?
So, yeah, I've been doing way too much PC gaming lately. My big game I've been playing lately is Vermintide 2.
Oh, yeah?
How's that going? What's that game about? Because I don't know anything about it.
So it's a co-op game where you have four kind of medieval characters from the Warhammer universe fighting against the mighty hordes of Skaven Ratmen and their Chaos allies.
Huh. And do you get to pick do you get to pick a side, or is it you're only on one side?
You're always the good guys. You ever played a Left 4 Dead where you have the four person co-op against zombies?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So instead of shooting zombies, you get to use your swords and arrows and magic to kill ratmen.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Do you play with any other fun butts or anybody else, or is it you have like a hardcore group?
Well, from the dinner party, do you remember Matthew?
Is that Rat King?
Not Rat King.
Yes, he had the glasses. He wore glasses, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember
If you ever call him for what's goofing, he will say that he got laser eye surgery, no longer wears glasses.
Ah, what a shame.
Yeah, Matthew and I have been playing Vermintide occasionally together.
That's awesome.
He was in the Coast Guard or something, right? Some sort of military thing?
Yep, in the Navy.
I can't believe I remember this.
Yeah, what is? Why do you have a steel trap memory all of a sudden?
My autism kicked in.
Good. That's awesome. So you've been playing games. You fish, right?
I do. I was just doing some camping recently, and I was able to do a little bit of fly fishing while I was there. So fly fishing is one of my hobbies, and I also do fly tying. So I, get out some bear hooks and tie different bits of feather and fur and things on there to make little insect imitations.
Do you sell those at all, or do you just make them for your own personal use?
Just my personal use. Yeah, I would definitely lose money if I tried to sell them. I take them very slow, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I don't know much about fly fishing, but I do know that that's kind of part of it is making your own lures, which I think is cool. Which I think is I'm not into it, but I'm more into the idea of making those like insect things than the actual fishing part of it.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, you can learn a lot about entomology as part of it. Learn about bugs if you want. Not everybody who fly fishes ties flies. Some people tie flies and never fish with them.
Matt loves bugs, though, so this is right down his alley.
I don't love bugs. I'm a lot better with bugs than I used to be. I used to cry at the sight of an ant when I was a child.
You pussy!
You want me to pull up a caterpillar?
No, we don't need to. Those are actually scary.
So, Craig, we have a game that we think is broken that we'd like you to play. So far, this is what happened. Let me explain what's going on here. I pulled up a test online. It's a very simple am I dumb test, and Matt and Fro both took it together, so they alternated questions, and they only got like 8 out of 25 correct, and they think that was
really low,
that was not true. So then we had another caller, and we played the game with him, and he also got 8 out of 25 correct, but he had some different answers than they did. So either the test results are correct and they both got 8 out of 25 correct, or this test is just bullshit, which we're going to find out more or less right now when we have you take the test. I don't know if it yields the result one more time of 8 out of 25, I think it's safe to say that this is horseshit and I have successfully wasted everybody's time. to which I do apologize, and we will have to... Once again,
come up with a new game for next week.
A new game for next week. But, Craig, are you ready to take this test?
I am ready.
All right. So, it's just pretty... So, it's going to be very simple trivia questions with multiple choice answers. Just as quickly as you can, give me the answer that you believe to be correct. Okay? So, here we go. Question one. How many different months have exactly 30 days in 2008? 4, 5, 6, or 7?
5.
A farmer has 17 cows. All but 8 die. How many cows does the farmer have left?
8.
I didn't give you the multiple choice and you nailed it. So which country is the largest in terms of land mass? Spain, Peru, Italy, or Australia?
Australia.
What is the approximate average height of a full-grown man in the U.S.? 6'3", 5'9", 5'6", or 5'5"?
5'9".
In what year did the U.S. declare its independence from Great Britain? 1776, 1492, 1976, or 1942?
1776.
He finished all of the candy blank for one last piece, which he gave to me. Is it accept with an E or accept with an A?
With an E.
Which is worth more, 1 pound of dimes or 1 kilogram of dimes?
1 kilogram.
What date does the 4th of July fall on in Russia? January 1st, July 4th, December 31st, or October 12th?
July 4th.
What hotel chain is Paris Hilton most closely associated with? The Marriott, the Ritz-Carlton, the Hilton, or Comfort Inn?
I got to go with Hilton.
Who is the current Prime Minister of the United Kingdom? Gordon Brown, Margaret Thatcher, Queen Elizabeth II, or Winston Churchill? Yes, we are aware that is none of these are the actual answer.
The first one, A.
Yeah. I
don't know.
Right, that's what everyone put. What is the square root of 9? 81, 18, 27, or 3?
3.
The blank of his injury was to prevent him from playing any further. Was it effect with an E or effect with an A?
With an A.
What time do you have to get up if the drill sergeant tells you to wake up at 0600? 6 p.m., 6 a.m., 8 a.m., or 4 p.m.?
6 a.m.
Which of these cities is a capital of a country with a coastline on the Mediterranean Sea? Tokyo, Oslo, Rome, or Venice?
Venice.
Which is greater, 1/2 of 1/4 or 1/4 of 1/2? Or are they equal?
They are equal.
Which distance is longer, 1 mile, 1,000 meters, or 10,000 centimeters?
1 mile.
Who died first, Julius Caesar, Genghis Khan, Alexander the Great, or Marie Antoinette?
Oh, let's go with Alexander the Great.
How many months are in a decade? 120, 100, 1,200, or 10?
120.
Which shape has the most sides? A square, a hexagon, a pentagon, or an octagon?
An octagon.
What language is most commonly spoken in Brazil? Portuguese, Spanish, Brazilian, or French?
Portuguese.
How many sides does a hexagon have? 5, 6, 7, or 8?
That would be 6.
What is the chemical symbol for iron? Is it IR, FE, I, or AU?
FE.
Approximately how far is it from New York City to London? 500 miles, 1,000 miles, 3,000 miles, or 10,000 miles?
1,000 miles.
Glasnost was a political policy introduced in what country? The United States, Canada, France, or the Soviet Union?
The Soviet Union.
And finally, which is not a prime number? 7, 13, 27, or 29?
29.
Okay. All right. So you answered a few different ones here. Like you answered differently than other people. So I'm going to get the results now and okay. We'll see if it's 8 out of 25, which it probably will be. But here we go. And it is. Yeah, it's 8 out of 25. This test is horseshit. Craig, do you think you only got 8 out of 25 of those correct?
I would feel like I got maybe a couple more than 8.
Yeah.
I think so, too, knowing that I'm 100% sure that you got more than 8 of those right.
Wow. Well, you know what? We're still working out the bugs and kinks on What's Goofing, and I got to find better tests or better games to play. Sorry, everyone. Sorry to colossally waste everybody's time with the test. But you know what? We can all agree that we had fun doing it. And we learned a lot about each other, and we're closer as a community, right? Can we safely say that?
I agree with you.
Pharrell, what do you think?
Yeah.
Craig?
I'm feeling more fun buddy than ever.
Oh, yeah. Good times.
Great. Craig, do you? So it's been a while since we talked. Do you have any questions for any of us, the top five, or this rules, or make fun in general, that you've been dying to ask and just haven't been able to?
Well, I know you've been asking for additional content for the network. Do you think you'll be rolling out any new podcasts coming up?
So I have a few episodes of Tools in the City that are recorded. I just have to edit them and have a release date. I'm trying to release it with the website. But as far as like where I am with that is actually Fro and Matt are currently looking through the content submissions with me. So we're in the process of kind of like picking some out and talking about them and see which ones are more feasible than others, which ones are good, but we can't do right now and maybe we'll do in the future. So that process is holding up my design of the website because depending on what type of content we pick, we'll kind of determine how the website gets made. And on top of that, I do have one other podcast that is already a podcast that is joining up with Make Fun. That I've yet to announce. It's not a big podcast by any means. It's a really fun, like historical comedic podcast, which is really cool. I might release that one sooner because, like I said, it's a podcast that already exists that I don't have to do too much to. So that might be coming down the pike pretty soon. But as far as like the content submissions and things like that go, it's just a work in progress right now. And Fro and Matt helped me with that. But did you submit anything, Craig?
No, I did not.
You're just looking for some new content to consume?
Yeah, I was just kind of curious how that was going, and sounds like you got some good submissions, and I bet it's a lot of fun taking a look at those.
Yeah, the submissions are really great, and some people put some like real good thought into it, and they're just going to have to I'm going to have some conversations with some people as to, you know, because some of them I will admit seem like pretty big, you know, pieces of meat to chew, and whether or not they can actually deliver on such things. But we'll see. It's all, like you said, it's all a work in progress, and we're excited to do it. I'm excited to do it. So it's going to be real fun. But Craig, thank you so much for being a supporter of the show, and especially even from before with the dinner parties and everything that you supported. You really, really have been a more than stellar fun butt.
Oh, why don't you kiss him?
I would, Craig, if you were here, I would kiss you.
Oh, right back at you.
Yeah, take that, Fro. Trying to get me all caught up in some rejection.
Mm-hmm.
Would you kiss Fro?
Sure, on the cheek.
Oh, what the hell?
What?
What? I have supple lips.
Yeah, right. I won't even ask about Matt because we all know the answer, which I don't know what it is.
I was like, oh, do we?
But thank you so much, Craig, for supporting the show, and we'll probably call you again sometime in the future if that's okay with you.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Well, thank you so much. We'll catch you next time, Craig, and smell you later, pal.
All right, you too. Smell you later.
That was Craig, everybody.
I would donate just so I can have the ability to say "smell you later."
I know
he's probably going to bleep that on us,
on you guys. Yeah, I think that wraps up What's Goofing Round 2. Sorry I called someone that I already called.
and got a botched test.
Man, I'm really fucking this up, huh? You know what? It's fun.
You would think I was the one running the show, huh?
You know, you wouldn't have the balls to even make these attempts.
What?
What? But thank you so much for supporting Top 5. And we'll be back in a week or two with another episode of What's Goofing. Until then, hey, Matt, what's goofing?
Nothing. How does this work?
Bye.